Okay, Cody, this is basically us arguing whether Anthropic got hit for a real safety problem or for describing its own model like a controlled substance and then acting surprised.
My first read is the government's case, at least as described here, sounds weirdly overbroad for the evidence they seem to have. Anthropic says the trigger was a jailbreak, but a narrow one. That's very different from showing the model is generically leaking dangerous capability.
Right.
And the part that really sticks out is the remedy. If the order applies to any foreign national, including employees in the US, then the full shutdown feels less like proof the model is uniquely scary, and more like compliance myth. They couldn't reliably slice access fast enough, so everybody loses Friday night.
I mean, also very on-brand for a Friday at 5:21 Eastern. Somebody somewhere definitely ruined dinner plans. I had a glamorous morning myself, where I bought paper towels and then forgot them in the trunk for 3 hours, so I'm feeling deeply qualified to discuss operational excellence. But yeah, the practical thing is the blast radius. If you're a customer and Fable 5 just vanishes, while Claude Opus 4.8 stays up, that tells you the product boundary is fake in the worst possible way. The thing you bought is now subject to policy distinctions you probably cannot see.
Sure. The central argument in the piece isn't really Anthropic had a bug. It's that the state used export controls as a giant hammer on a model access problem. The evidence Fortune leans on is Anthropic's own timeline, the lack of specifics in the letter, and Anthropic saying the same kind of bypass could probably pull similar behavior out of publicly available models, including OpenAI's GPT-5.5.
And if that's true, then the consistency problem is brutal. Either this is a standard that would freeze everybody, like Anthropic says, or it's not actually about the jailbreak alone. Which is why all the surrounding context in the article matters, even if it's messy.
Yeah, messy is putting it kindly. The piece piles in the earlier fights over contract terms, the supply chain risk label, and public attacks from officials. I can't prove motive from that. But technically, when the government won't say much beyond "we heard there is a bypass," it makes the action hard to evaluate on the merits.
This is where my product brain gets loud, which you love.
I do not love it. Continue.
If you're running a frontier lab, this changes behavior, even if Anthropic gets access restored next week. You start designing model tiers, staff permissions, and launch plans around the possibility that nationality-based access rules can snap into place overnight. That's not a comms problem. That's roadmap, hiring, support, sales, all of it.
Exactly. And it creates perverse incentives. If the lesson is, don't ever publicly describe dangerous capability too vividly, then labs get nudged toward vaguer safety language and weirder packaging. You end up with capabilities hidden behind friendlier product names, not necessarily safer systems.
Which is why that quote in the story about them writing the legal predicate themselves is kind of brutal. When Anthropic launched Mythos, it apparently spent a lot of time saying this thing was too dangerous to release broadly. Then Fable is the wrapped version with safeguards. If you market the wrapper around the scary core, don't be shocked when regulators stare at the core.
Wait.
No, I know. That doesn't mean the order is good policy. I'm saying they help define the object being regulated. That's different.
Right, that's fair. And honestly, I think both can be true. Anthropic may have boxed itself in rhetorically, and the government may still be using a standard that doesn't hold up. A one-path jailbreak is just not the same thing as universal compromise.
There is also a deeply absurd side plot here where the rule would block non-citizen employees inside the company from touching the thing. That's not some edge case. That's a huge chunk of frontier AI talent. If you're trying to stay ahead technically, making your own team segmentation nightmare level complicated seems not ideal.
No way. it's self-defeating if the goal is pure capability leadership. The article cites that point too, that researchers may just leave rather than work under that constraint. I think that's one of the stronger practical arguments in the piece, because it's not abstract. Labs are multinational by default now.
Very tiny detour. But mythos and fable are such dramatic names for something that then gets shut off by letter. It sounds like a fantasy series canceled after one season.
Or a game where you unlock the forbidden skill tree by failing export compliance.
That is such an episode 489 line. Anyway, where I land is, customers and investors should care, because this says frontier access can be fragile in a way older model contracts maybe aren't. And labs should care because your staffing model is now part of product architecture.
My version is narrower. I buy the need for a real emergency brake on unsafe deployments. I do not buy, from what is in this article, that a poorly specified narrow jailbreak justifies this kind of broad disable. That gap is the whole story for me.
Yeah, I hope by next week you've changed your mind twice, so I can use your new continuity problem against you.
Bleak. See, this is why remembering things was a mistake.
I cannot believe this is how we're spending a Saturday. Let's go make coffee and not launch a model called Legend.